Hey, is Terry in?
This is the husband, Ralph. What can I do for you, sir?
Hey, Ralph. This is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here. I was in contact with you guys a couple months ago about some of the programs that we have to offer, our working capital and equipment financing, and I was told to follow up more along the lines of the end of the year because you guys had just done something earlier this year. So give me a friendly call back and seeing how business has been, if there's anything we can do to help you guys out.
No, the revenue still isn't up over $2,000 a month right now, bro. And so far this month it's really been down because we haven't even passed $1,100.
Oh, what's going on?
I guess the freight is slow.
Oh, everything's been just slowing down?
Yeah, everything's been really, really, really slow. That's all I can say.
Yeah, Ralph, can you kind of refresh my memory a little bit? Because when I spoke, it was a while ago. But what exactly is the line of business again?
We are a hotshot transportation company.
Okay, who are you guys, like, what do you transport, sorry?
Different freight, whatever we can do, everything except cars and hazardous material.
Okay, so it's a freight company.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. What do you say is like your typical inventory that you carry?
We haul a lot of the majority of oil field equipment.
Yeah. So I can imagine since oil has been down, you guys have been down too, right?
Yeah, that's the deal.
That's the deal. Yeah, that's you know, a lot of my customers, some of them are in the trucking and freight industry, and the ones that are out in Texas say the same thing. Excuse me. They're having a tough time getting through it. What are you guys doing to kind of push through the slow time? Have you shifted your focus?
Well, we're kind of branching out to try to see if we can't get in on some another company that we know something about. They're giving us a shot on some other stuff, like hauling stuff to different plants and everything, to see if we can't, you know, get it turned around.
Right, so you guys are really kind of banking on this new customer to really push the business forward?
Right.
How much are they, you know, going to pay you guys? What's the return on investment going to be if you guys go with them?
Well, right now it's up in the air. We are trying to see that if they can guarantee us something like $1,200 to $1,500 a week, then it'll probably help us bring us out the hole.
Yeah, Ralph. So, do you guys get paid per haul? Is it per trip?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So, you guys are really wanting to bring these guys on. They're going to give you what, a couple hauls a week, essentially?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like these guys will help you out tremendously if you can land this job with them. Are you guys still in the works with it? Have you kind of sealed the deal, or are you guys negotiating?
I'm getting ready to go out there and sit down and go over some paperwork with them and look at the contract and everything and see from there.
Right. I mean, hopefully, man, this will probably help the business tremendously if you guys can really land them. You know, are there anything else in the works? Do you have any other customers like this that's going to really push the business?
It's a couple of other transportation companies that we've already discussed this with. So hopefully with both of them, we can get turned around and get things going like we want it.
So what would you say is, like, the deciding factor with how these customers choose you and want to set up contracts?
Well, they have to look at they'll be looking at the way we've previously ran, and then they'll be probably getting in touch with some of the customers that we've previously had
mm-hmm.
and did business with, and hopefully we'll get a good review on them.
Yeah, oh, of course. The personal references can go a long way with your guys' reputation.
Right.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. How do you guys, I guess, seek out new business? How do you find new customers? What type of strategies do you employ?
Well, I drove 18-wheelers for 29 years, so I know quite a few people.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Yeah, so I'm not new to the business.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to, you know, get out there and meet the people and
of
everything
course.
And make it happen.
What made you get into this line of business?
I drove 18-wheelers. I had 2 18-wheelers of my own for over 2 years. I mean, 29 years. And 2 years ago, a friend of ours gave us an opportunity to run some hot shot stuff and some loads for him, and I decided this is what I wanted to leave for my boys and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's pretty impressive. You don't hear a lot anymore of somebody sticking within the industry for that long, which is pretty impressive here, Ralph. And it seems like it's, you know, going a long way for you, too. You love what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I got to ask, do you guys have your own trucks for the,
yes,
the
yes,
hauling?
Sir.
Okay, so...
Right, yeah, with our own truck and our own trailer.
Okay, so how many trucks and
right
trailers
now
do you have?
We have one trailer and one truck, but we got other people. If we get bogged down, we have other people that we know that we can, you know, bring in to help us out.
Oh, okay, so you guys don't want to, like, purchase your own equipment?
Well, we have our own truck right now, but once we get everything going and once we get everything lined it up, then we'll be looking at another truck. But first of all, you got to go ahead and own and establish everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You have to set up the contracts before you can set anything else
right.
up and kind of move towards bringing the equipment. So when did you guys start this business? When was this business started?
2 years ago.
Okay, okay. And have you seen, like, nominal growth in it? Have you guys been steadily going up? I know this year's a little slower, but, you know,
have you seen the
potential, at least?
We were going up until we hit a bump in the road with a guy that we had been running up under his stuff, and we found out he didn't have his own authority and everything, so
mm-hmm.
therefore we had to branch away from him and get our own stuff.
Right,
and
right.
That's what's kind of slow right now because we've only had our authority since February, and a lot of people like for you to have it at least a year.
Yeah.
Before they contract you.
Right. But, I mean, hopefully, you know, they see that you've been in the business for this long of a time and that you have the experience that they would like to, you know, use you.
Right, right. So that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, Ralph, you're selling yourself. You know,
right.
you're telling them, hey, you know, I've been doing this for such a long time. I've seen it all. I've seen the advantages, the disadvantages. I've seen the ups and the downs, but... You essentially just tell them, hey, I can handle whatever you throw at me, you know?
Right, right. And that's where we are right now, so...
Okay, well, hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
How about I do this? I want to be able to help you guys out when you land these contracts, so if you're looking, you know, for some additional cash to have on hand to expand the business when things start, you know, rapidly growing, or if you're looking to bring on a couple new trucks for the business and trailers, I'd love to at least see if there's a way that I can get some financing in place for you guys to, you know, bring on some new equipment. What's the best email address you guys have so I can shoot you my contact information? That way you have me on file so when the time comes you can give me a call.
Okay, it's my full name, no capitals, no spaces, Ralph R. Jones, SR for senior, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. All right, I'm going to read this back to you real quick. So it's just Ralph, R-A-L-P-H-R, and then you said
Jones,
senior, so SR @yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Ralph, I'm going to shoot you over my contact information, and, you know, if something comes up in the next couple weeks when you guys start getting really busy and hopefully land these contracts, I'd love to be able to help you out in any way possible.
Okay. Not a problem. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, and, you know, let Terry know I called, too, and just to kind of refresh her memory, too, just let her know what we had talked about is essentially what we're talking about right now.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Will.
Yeah.
Keep up to date on everything.
Cool. Is there a time you want me to kind of follow up with you and just check in, see how those contracts are doing?
Yeah, give me till about the middle of next month.
Middle of next month?
Before Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right. I will follow up with you guys at that time.
Okay, then. Thank you
so much.
All right,
thanks, Ralph. Of course, man. You take care. Good talking to you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.